Harley Khan's on the line from America. And Harley, we're getting close. Another coronavirus vaccine from Moderna claims to be 94% effective.
Yeah, not bad. We got vaccines on the way. The Operation Warp Speed cut about 3 years off the typical gestation period for a viral vaccine. That's really amazing stuff. Moderna announced its application today for U.S. and European authorization to put the vaccine into the arms of people ASAP, 94.1% effective, 100% effective at preventing serious cases, no major safety concerns, nearly identical to the excellent results of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines. Pfizer's about a week ahead of Moderna in the fill up the syringes and line them up process. The plan in the U.S. is this. On December 10th, a group of scientists will publicly discuss the Pfizer vaccine, the science of it. This is primarily to reassure the people that haste has not made waste. 1 week later, on the 17th, the scientific panel will do the same for Moderna. In the meantime, this week, a different panel of experts is going to talk about, discuss, make plans around distribution plans for rolling out the vaccine, first to healthcare workers and high-risk populations, and then to the general public. Now, here's the numbers. Pfizer expects to have 50 million doses ready to go in December. That's good for 25 million people because it's a two-shot regimen. Just over one-fourth of those are earmarked for the U.S. The rest goes global. Moderna says it can have vaccines for 10 million people ready in the same time frame. By spring, there should be enough for everyone all over the world. That's roughly 1 year flat. Far and away a speed record on this planet anyway.
Now, Harley, I saw photographs in the last 24 hours of an amazing rescue off the coast of Florida. What happened to this man?
Well, he had gone out on Friday on his 32-foot boat, 62-year-old man. Stuart Bee is his name. We don't know exactly what time the stingray wound up taking on water, but it was, just the point of it sticking up out of the water and him clinging to it, you know, like a bug on a piece of raft in the middle of the ocean. It was rescued yesterday by the Coast Guard. But there was one of the great opportunities, as they said, as the Coast Guard said, Captain Mark Vlawn, saving lives at sea is our highest calling. A truly incredible outcome demonstrating the bond among all mariners and their community. I actually looked up some numbers on the Coast Guard. Each day, the men and women of the 43,000-plus active duty Coast Guard, they patrol about 3.4 million square miles. In a single year, the Coast Guard responds to 19,790 search and rescue cases. They save 3,560 lives. More than $77 million in property. That's in addition to drug interdictions, escort and patrol missions, container facility pollution and other inspections, high-risk boardings, illegal immigrant interceptions, thousands of boat and ship inspections, and so forth. Very, very busy people, those Coast Guardies, that's for sure.
Yeah, very lucky to be alive. And just briefly, how's Joe Biden's foot?
Well, you know, one of the great risks of old age is the risk of falling. And he did slip and fall while playing with his dog. The doctor says he broke his foot, a hairline fracture. Another factor of old age, of course, is slower healing. So we're not going to be too surprised if he hobbles a bit for the next little while. Doctors say he'll likely be wearing a walking boot for several weeks, which sounds more like more than a hairline crack. But they say there are small triangular-shaped bones in your foot, roughly in the middle. He broke one of them. Turned 78 just 10 days ago. Other than that, doctors say he's healthy and fit for the presidency.
Yeah, he's got to be careful playing with that dog. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks, Harley.
All right.
Harley Khan's joining us from the States.